DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Well, two of the four are here, and our mascot.
Yeah, she's always here.
Glaring at us, wishing we'd shut up. Well, it's her fault for sleeping in our studio. That's it. Well, welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
And I am still Bryce.
And Jim is not here. And Samantha's on the East Coast.
The room feels open and free.
It smells fresh.
Is that roses? Instead of stale whiskey?
We love you, Jim.
Sort of.
You're a member of the show? You're a person?
You're a member of you're our here? Family?
Question mark? We use the term family very loosely.
Very loosely.
Very. It's like very. It's like the 50th cousin twice removed. Like there's like one strand of our DNA that's similar. It's not even the same. It's just similar.
Just similar.
Yeah.
Similar, but this, legally this distinct.
Isn't, this isn't a Lannister family tree that goes in a circle.
The Lannister family tree with no branches.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a circle.
Just goes up. So today I thought, because we are now less than 2 months away from the biggest movie opening ever, that we could discuss some of the rumors and conspiracies about the new Star Wars movie.
I tagged you in a post.
We're gonna talk about that, okay. Because I've got some problems with it.
Okay.
It makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
But we're gonna need a lot of time, so I want to get through these first, and then we'll get to that, because
that's gonna
huge.
Take a while.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty interesting theory, and he's got some really good points.
He makes really good points.
He really does.
You might want to pull that up so we have that ready.
All right.
But before we get into that. This was kind of big news. It hit the internet pretty hard. I saw it yesterday, but Metallica is back in the studio.
Haven't they been in the studio?
Well, it's been rumored for a long time.
Well,
they said
like a year ago that they were going back into the studios. They probably went in for a little while and took a tour break, because that's what they do.
Yeah,
is they tour the fuck out of everything except the places that deserve it, Oregon.
Yeah. So
quit playing in the Antarctic and fucking come
to
Oregon.
There's no one there.
Yeah.
You played for like 10 people.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
If they wanted to see you, they wouldn't be in the Antarctic.
Yeah.
So, but they posted some video footage of James Hetfield recording guitars in the studio for the new album. I didn't get to hear it. I just grabbed the story because... We are Metallica fans here. And
fuck yeah.
I am cautiously optimistic.
I liked Death Magnetic.
You're
I thought it was
one
a
of
phenomenal
a very
album.
Small
I loved
group
it.
Of people.
I thought Saint Anger had some good points in it. I would say that it was definitely their weakest album by far.
Oh yeah.
But it had some points that were good that I enjoyed.
To me, both Saint Anger and Death Magnetic. Now, first of all, Saint Anger was recorded in a very tumultuous time for the band.
Yeah.
They had so much like inner stuff going on.
Yeah.
That if they had waited a while, that album probably would have been a little bit better.
Yeah.
But they were dealing with all their bullshit while recording it.
Yeah.
So
they weren't there.
Death Magnetic was kind of, to me, it was like, it was almost a slap in the face to the fans, because it was like, well, everyone wants us to go back and do Master of Puppets again, so let's do Master of Puppets, but let's do it, you know, bad. So people will get off our backs so we can... Because, see, here's the thing. Metallica, to me, has always been a band that does what they want.
Yeah, they always and have that was, been, and they always will.
That was no more evident with the Load album.
Yeah.
They did an album they wanted to do, and the fan backlash was so bad that it kind of, you know, put the band off kilter, you know, which is why we got, you know, the albums that got it, and why there was such a long stretch between Load and Reload and Saint Anger.
Yeah.
You know, there was, you know, so to me, Death Magnetic was kind of like, oh, so you want us to go back and do that? Well, here it is, but it's done really bad because we don't really want to do that.
I thought it was good.
I kind of hope that no matter what it is that they do, they put out next, it's something they want to do. Because when it's something they truly want to do, it's good.
It's good, yeah.
Say what you will about Load. Load was a good album.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be what you would consider to be a Metallica album, but it was a really strong album.
And the thing is, these bands evolve over time anyway.
Yeah,
they're going to change with the influences that they have.
Yeah.
And the current field of music that's out.
And I think fans have a real hard time letting go.
Yeah.
Or evolving with a band. And that's, you know, that can hurt a band, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and Metallica somehow managed, because they did almost a complete 180 with Load.
Yeah.
You know? And while I liked it, most of the Metallica fan base could not stand it. But they had the same problem with the Black Album, too.
Yeah.
You know? Once the Black Album started getting, you know, huge sales numbers and then being recognized by MTV Music Awards and all that shit, a lot of the fans were like, oh, you sold out. To which my response was always, the band sold out the moment they signed a contract.
Yeah.
You know, the band sold out the moment everyone started buying their albums. You know, if there's the term sellout means nothing, you know, so whatever. But they're back in the studio. I'm cautiously optimistic that it's going to be a great album.
Yeah.
And it's even though I wasn't a fan of the last two albums, I'm still a fan of the band.
They're definitely on the upswing of the quality of their albums, if you're going off of Saint Anger and Death Magnetic. Death Magnetic was definitely a step up from Saint
Anger.
Songwriting
and sound-wise, I think it was much better. So we'll see what happens. They've had a long time. It's been... Death Magnetic was...
2010? No, 7.
Oh, wow, yeah. So 8 years since the last album, so...
Let me look it up, but...
No, yeah, I think you're right, because I was still at KUFO.
I was still working at the electronics store that I worked at.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, yeah, so they've had a while, so we'll see what happens. But they've almost been touring nonstop. I mean, they take breaks and then they go out on the road.
Yeah, they're pretty consistently. 2008. Okay. I was close.
That makes sense. So, yeah, as we get news, you probably get it before us. Yeah. So you're more informed than we are. Yep.
We are the least informed group of people you will probably ever meet.
Yep. Speaking of least informed, that's a great segue for our next segment, which is going to take up the show.
Dun, dun, dun.
We've made no bones, no secrets that we are huge fucking nerds on this show.
Yep.
Huge.
No denying.
I mean, we're not talking like need a crane to get out of the house huge.
A forklift. And just knock out that wall.
There's been... Now, first of all, did you see the Supercut trailer I sent you?
I saw that you sent it to me. I didn't have a chance to watch it yet.
It's both teaser trailers and the full trailer... put together. So all that, like, there's no, like, double scenes.
There was one that I had seen that they tried to put it in as much chronological order as they think they could. And I'm going to try and watch that and find that, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
As well.
I'd like to see that. But
yeah.
I kind of think that there's no way to really discern. Because I think the video I sent you is also the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a couple scenes where it looks like it could be in chronological. But we've been talking, matter of fact, the last time we did a Well, last time that all of us were together for a movie commentary was when the trailer came out, and we were all talking. We had some conspiracy theories that we had come up with just from watching the trailer. And apparently the internet is full of them, and I have here in my hand a list.
And you have a sheet of paper that has some ink on it.
I thought it would be fun for us to go through the list and discuss the probability and how that might affect the movie and what our thoughts are on it. Now, these are just the conspiracy theories. These aren't the explanations behind it, because as per our agreement,
yes,
we are not looking for any information on it.
Yes.
So everything you hear from here on out, until we say otherwise, is our own speculation,
yes,
based on the questions asked by the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with, and this is one that we've talked about. This one is that Kylo Ren and Rey are separated siblings.
Yes.
Now, we talked about that before on a movie commentary, so we didn't get into...
We didn't get into it too much.
Really get into
it. Yeah.
Now, here's my thoughts on it. I think it's a possibility.
I agree. I think it's a possibility. I don't think that it's likely that that's the way that they're going to go.
Yeah.
But there's... I'd give it maybe a 5 to 10% chance that that's the way that they'll go.
Now, the only... I don't think they're siblings. And I don't think they're going to go that way.
Yeah.
But if they are, the big question is who are their parents?
Yeah.
And why were they hidden away? Now, see, here's my thought on anyone being related to Han and Leia. Why are they missing from Han and Leia's life?
Yeah. Well, how do we know that they aren't? I mean, that they aren't in their life.
Well, because the way the trailer presents... let's just take Rey, for instance.
Yeah.
Why is she on a planet clearly by herself? Instead of... at the very least, near Leia.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe they had a falling out.
Possible.
Maybe she was rebelling and ran off on her own.
It's possible, but she looks... I think she's probably meant to be between 18 and 20.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like she's lived on that planet. She's gotten very...
comfortable?
Yeah. So I don't think that that's the case.
But with a extreme planet like that, you have to adapt quickly.
It's possible, but it doesn't seem very likely to me.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's a good thought, but it doesn't feel like what they're going for. I still hold true to my thought that Rey is actually Luke's daughter, that he hid away.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And that kind of leads into another question we'll get back to later. I want to move into this one that just seems ridiculous. Kylo Ren is the grandson of Emperor Palpatine. Yeah, that was my thought when I read that too. I don't see how that's possible without a whole mess of explanation.
We'll have to get back to this once we get into that story I sent you.
Okay.
Because it's a ridiculous theory, but it's funny. Yeah, that doesn't seem too likely.
There was a... in the expanded universe, before it was all knocked away, there was a book series that actually had at its center the long lost son of Palpatine. I don't buy it.
I know they did a lot of clones of Palpatine. I know that was a pretty big thing in the expanded universe.
That could be a thought, is that Kylo Ren is actually a clone of Palpatine.
Yeah. Maybe he's a mix of Vader and Palpatine.
Ooh.
Vader-teen.
Ew. You got your Vader got all over skin my Palpatine.
Half his face is melted and the other half is just saggy.
Well, no, see, if it's a clone, then it could be like what Palpatine was supposed to look like when he was a very young man.
Yeah.
Which would explain the whole thing with Kylo Ren talking about, I'm going to finish what you started, kind of thing.
Yeah. That makes sense. But the reference was more towards Vader, I think.
Well, we think it's more towards Vader because
they show the mask.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we don't know. I mean, maybe he's looking for a new apprentice.
Maybe it's a clone of Skywalker, or of Anakin.
That actually, okay, that gets into another theory I have here. I gotta find it. Because it was, it's right after. Darth Vader is back from the dead.
I would say so, potentially a clone.
That's actually a good theory, because if it is Vader, essentially, it could be an Anakin clone.
Yeah. I want to finish your work. I want to finish what you started.
No, that makes perfect sense, because the Emperor is the one who basically put Vader back together, essentially made the Vader that we know and love in the medical suite. He could have taken some DNA and passed it off to the cloners.
Yeah. Why not? Why couldn't they have taken some DNA when he died? I'm sure there was what we know about DNA now versus when Star Wars first came out is you leave DNA everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So they easily could have gotten some DNA from him.
Yeah, but
cuz you got to imagine he got melted from that that Force lightning. So there's probably a little puddle of Vader laying on the on the ground. So there's a good chance that someone scooped up a little.
Well, here's where it makes more sense to me. Vader picks him up from Mustafar and transports
him. Palpatine picks up.
Palpatine gets Vader at Mustafar, takes him back to Coruscant to basically heal him.
Yeah.
Well, why he's in the hands of the medical droid, he could have easily said, draw me some blood.
Yeah. And you think they're probably going to keep that stuff anyway.
Yeah, and basically said, you know,
maybe he had secret Vader clone apprentices that he was training.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is
and maybe as they failed, he destroyed them.
This is 20 to 30 years after Return of the Jedi, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So what if someone in the New Order
found out
about the Emperor's plans to have clones?
Because we don't know how old this Kylo Ren is.
Yeah, exactly.
He could be 30 to 40 years old. He could be 20 years old.
He could be a third generation clone.
Yeah. The Emperor could have been working, like I was saying, he could have been training them in secret.
Yeah.
And as they failed, he destroyed them and created a new one until he got the perfect one, or died before he could finish.
Well, this goes back to the theory we had that Kylo Ren is a Sith without a master who basically taught himself.
Yeah.
So if this is a clone Anakin with no one to teach him,
that was maybe just partially trained when the Emperor died.
Yeah, just had enough to know about the Force and stuff. So he goes and seeks out
Sith holocrons.
Designs a lightsaber that doesn't work right, so it's got the vents.
Yep.
So we get that cool crossguard saber. I think there might be merit to...
I do, too. I think we have two pretty good working theories so far.
Okay. I like it. Okay, next theory. Han Solo is going to die. Unlikely.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Whether or not he continues on in this trilogy...
Yeah, that'll be a whole other matter.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to kill him off. I don't think they're going to kill any of the main characters off.
No, what they might do is have them just back off.
Yeah, fade away into obscurity.
The only one who might stay is Luke.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If he's in this one much anyway, because we have no idea how much he's in this.
And everyone associated with the film says there's a very good reason that Luke is not in the...
Poster,
yeah. The trailers,
yeah,
all that stuff.
And this goes back to my theory that I told you, maybe, because we only hear his voice. We see a metallic hand on R2. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's Luke.
Well,
Maybe it's a holocron.
It could be that,
That could be what Luke's voice is.
There is a picture floating around on the internet, and has been for a while, of Luke as a Jedi. You can see it on YouTube. They're calling it a first look of Luke and the Jedi Council or something.
Yeah.
So there is... Luke is in it as Luke.
Yeah.
We just don't know in what sort of capacity he's in. I still hold that Kylo Ren captured Luke and is forcing Luke to try and teach him more about the Force.
Yeah.
Which, again, if it turns out to be a clone of Anakin, kind of makes sense, because the only Force user alive, and Anakin would know this, is Skywalker.
Yeah.
So get his son to teach him.
Yeah.
And if Luke refused because he knew, you know, then, of course, Kylo would keep him captive.
Yeah.
You know? And Luke could be smart enough to give him lessons without giving him lessons.
Yeah.
And attempting to turn him to the light side.
Yeah.
And it's just not working.
Yeah.
I mean, we got another theory there. Yeah. So, but yeah, Han Solo going to die. I don't think they're going to do that.
Not likely. Yeah. I don't think they're going to kill any of the main characters. I think they'll...
If they do, it's not going to be until the next movie.
Yeah. They'll definitely back them off.
Yeah.
But they won't kill them.
Yeah, no. No, they're basically setting... It's a passing of the torch movie.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, they're really setting it up for the next generation.
Yeah. That's what I think. So, yeah. I don't think they're going to die, but I don't think they're going to be throughout the entire trilogy. Or if they are, they're going to be small parts.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think that they're going to kill off Kylo Ren in this movie, or do you think they're going to have him be the villain over a few?
I would hope that they would learn from their mistakes with Darth Maul and Darth Tyrannus and General Grievous.
Yeah.
Darth Maul, they had an amazing villain.
Yeah.
Someone who could have been the next Vader.
Yeah.
And...
They killed him.
They killed...
Killed
yeah.
him.
Because if you follow the Clone Wars cartoon, yeah. he comes back.
Yeah.
But I, for the sake of argument, let's just say that the movies are... That's
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Darth Maul, they had an amazing villain. He was cold, very few lines, which makes him a mystery.
Yeah.
And on top of it, he's an incredible swordman.
Yeah.
An incredible fighter. He was amazing to watch and cold-blooded, merciless.
He was
almost better Vader.
Yeah, he was like the pure embodiment of a Sith.
Yeah. So for me, I think it would have been better to at least have him for two movies. They could have killed him off in Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Because you've got basically the perfect patsy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Emperor had the perfect patsy. Keep sending Maul out. The Jedi are focused on him, and he keeps manipulating stuff.
Yeah.
You know? At the same time, he could have been working with Tyrannus, which breaks the rule of two, but still, it gives this great kind of story with... it's a diversion, basically.
Yeah.
It's sleight of hand. It's watching Maul as I send him out to do all this terrible stuff.
Yeah.
While I'm
manipulating everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that would have been better served. Now, going with Kylo Ren, it really depends, because we don't know if he is, in fact, the master, or if someone is controlling him.
Yeah.
If he essentially has a master.
Is he the master or the apprentice?
Is he the new Emperor?
Yeah.
Or is he the new Vader?
Yeah.
Or is he some combination of both?
Yeah.
From what I've seen from the trailers, he seems to me like, at this point, he seems like another Vader.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't give you that over... I mean, he's definitely the commander of the stormtroopers.
But he may not be the commander of the new order.
Yeah, I get the feeling that he is not the top dog in the new empire.
I agree. So, will they kill
him?
And
I very highly doubt he's the last Sith. I very highly doubt that.
No, yeah, I...
What if Luke's been hunting Sith?
That could be.
It's 30-plus years after, so maybe he's hunting Sith. Maybe he's been following the trail of Vader and the Emperor to try and find out what
potential,
they... Yeah.
Because clearly the Emperor had a lot of potential candidates.
Yeah.
Because he was going through them like crazy. He recognized from Phantom Menace that Anakin was going to be a very powerful Force user.
Yeah.
And he got into Anakin's life very early on.
Yeah.
So they could basically bond with him and set him up for a conversion, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
Maybe that's how he got captured.
It's like,
I mean, that would explain how he got captured, was he was on the hunt of a Sith or of.
See, it could have been too that going back to our theory that it's a clone of Anakin, which would explain a lot.
Yeah.
First of all, from the trailer alone, where you see Kylo from the back without his helmet, and he's got that kind of wavy hair.
Yeah.
Same hair Anakin had at Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
We could be very close to it here with maybe Luke wasn't hunting down Sith for 30 years, but maybe he got word, say 10 years ago, that there was a new, as a Force user, the Force might have alerted him to a dark Jedi. Luke went off to hunt him down, totally shocked when he meets a clone of Anakin.
Yeah.
And it screws up, he loses focus.
It would definitely mess with him in the midst of a battle.
Yeah. So I think that could be a possibility.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see if that's the way they go.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it fits, but something about it just doesn't ring.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold me. So I don't know. Let's see. This is kind of a loose theory. I don't even care if this is true, but Daniel Craig will be playing a stormtrooper.
What?
Here's why I'm okay with this,
Bond.
And I don't care.
James Bond.
So many people, when they found out a Star Wars movie, it would not surprise me for celebrities to be in stormtrooper outfits.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg is playing an alien. You're not even going to see his face.
Yeah.
You don't
even. They just want to be involved in it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I would be a stormtrooper.
I would be nameless stormtrooper number 406. I'd give a fuck.
I'd be a registered stormtrooper who gets killed.
Yeah.
Exactly. You blink and you miss me.
Yeah.
I'm the one who goes, ah!
Yeah.
I'd be
a fucking compact monster. I don't give a shit.
Just your hand in a sock puppet.
Yeah. I'd be the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
I'd be the tail of Jabba.
Yeah, so long as I'm involved in some way, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
So, Daniel Craig being a stormtrooper? Sure. I buy that.
Yeah, whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised if half of Hollywood were the stormtroopers.
George Clooney. You'll see one really short Tom Cruise stormtrooper.
Is that a stormtrooper or Peter Dinklage? It's just a helmet with legs. I'm fine with that. It doesn't affect the story.
I don't care.
This is a theory that we talked about. Luke has turned to the dark side and is, in fact, Kylo Ren. Or what if Luke was the new Emperor?
He's trying to bring the Empire and the Rebellion together, but he starts getting corrupted. That's possible.
Absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I don't think that him...
What if he turned to the dark side, found out about the Emperor's cloning process, and cloned an Anakin to be Kylo Ren? What if Luke is behind it all?
That's possible.
Plot twist!
I don't think so. I don't think so either. I can't grasp that. I wouldn't be surprised if they want to do a complete, slap in the face, you never expect this plot twist. But I don't think that's the way they're going to go.
Yeah, I don't either.
I could potentially see him being gone for a while, and maybe that's why Rey potentially being his daughter was hidden. She was hidden from him because he was flirting with the dark side.
Yeah.
And maybe he went to Dagobah to kind of find himself again or something.
He
told Han and Leia to hide her. From him.
Or it could be that...
Why they would do it on Tatooine, I don't know, but...
Whoever her mother is could have hidden her from Luke.
Yeah.
Because she was afraid.
I wonder if they're going to use Mara Jade as his wife. or if they're going to go with someone else.
It depends on how much JJ knows about the expanded universe.
I'm sure
how
he's
much
done
he's willing
his research.
To delve into
yeah.
it. I'm with you. I'm sure he's done his yeah. research. I'm sure he's probably more knowledgeable than we are.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't mean that Mara Jade is actually the Mara Jade we know
yeah.
from canon.
Yeah, I doubt that she'll be the Jedi assassin or the Imperial assassin.
Maybe it could have been that he found her while he's trying to rebuild the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Found her, they fell in love.
Yeah.
Because there was no one to teach Luke about the rules of the original Jedi Order.
Yeah.
No attachment,
yeah.
thing like that. So it's possible and probable that
I would imagine though that he's been searching for holocrons of the Jedi's, trying to find what he can. So I'm sure he would have found something that said
I'm sure once the rebellion took over and they got hold of the Emperor's cache of treasures that he's hidden away.
Yeah.
Which largely would have come from the Jedi Temple.
Yeah.
That Luke went through all that stuff. Now, whether or not he communed with the spirits of the dead Jedi or tried to rebuild the Order, learning from their mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? But it would make sense. To me, it would make sense that he maybe met someone who was Force-sensitive, started training her, a romance blossomed, they had a kid. He starts flirting with the dark side.
Maybe Rey isn't even his daughter. Maybe she's
maybe she's
just his most talented apprentice. I mean, we have no freaking clue.
Yeah, none.
And
none.
We will have no clue until the movie comes out.
But, yeah, so there also, here's another theory that Luke's blue lightsaber kickstarts the entire plot. That could make sense because I was rewatching the teasers and there's that scene where someone is handing over Luke's original lightsaber to someone else.
Yes.
And I figured out who is receiving the lightsaber. It's Leia.
Yes.
And I think it's Rey that's giving it to her. How Finn gets it, I don't know. Because Finn is shown using it.
Yeah, because Rey finds Finn, and I'm assuming that she brings him with her to Han and Leia for some sort of reason.
Yeah.
Whether it's Han and Leia find her or she searches them out. Potentially, she probably feels that he's a Force user. She can probably tell that he has that, and she defers to them because Leia is... I'm going to assume that Leia is more trained in the Force than in the canon.
Yeah.
Or in the expanded universe.
Well, I think it's been 30 years, so at the very least, she can sense other Force-sensitive
yeah.
people. My thought is that Rey could potentially be the one who finds the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Whether or not she knows what it is, because the from what we understand in the trailer is that to them, the Jedi are a myth.
Yeah.
Stories.
Yeah.
So how would she know what a lightsaber looks like?
Yeah. And I'm wondering if the rebellion decided to keep that side of the war kind of quiet from the new galactic empire, or not empire, but the you know
the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be an interesting omission because they say the winners write history.
Yeah.
So they could have easily wiped that all out. Why? I don't know.
They definitely make it sound like it didn't happen.
It's forgotten for some reason. Here's an interesting thought, though. What if the rebellion won, but they didn't win? Like, they won the war with the original Empire, but in the ensuing 20 to 30 years, however long it's been, the rebellion never actually got hold of... They never really seized control.
Yeah.
There might have been... And I think we discussed this before. There might have been, like, a power struggle for years.
Yeah.
With the rebellion trying to take over and build a new government, but the Empire being so
big
that there was a power struggle not only within the Empire, but between the Empire and the Rebellion,
yeah.
trying to, and that's why it's no longer a rebellion, but a resistance.
Yeah.
So, like, for the longest time, no one had control, but then this new order of the Empire finally found its legs.
Yeah.
And began taking over again.
Yeah. That sounds
more plausible to me,
yeah.
I think. But Luke's lightsaber kicking off the plot kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But let's follow what we know about that lightsaber. It was lost in Cloud City.
Yes.
So the question becomes,
how did it end up back
here? What was
Tatooine?
Its 30-year history?
Yeah.
Because presumably, Rey finds it on that Star Destroyer where she's salvaging.
Yeah.
Which means it somehow got back into the hands of the Empire.
Yeah.
Or not back into, but into the hands of the Empire.
Yeah. So how did it find...
And who found it originally?
Yeah. How did they find it in Cloud City? I mean, it fell from Cloud City.
Are we certain that it fell from Cloud City?
Pretty sure it fell off. Because I think when he gets his hand chopped off, you can see them both fall down.
There is a scene where, you know, Luke comes out of that vent and he looks down and something is falling.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Cloud City is on Bespin, and Bespin is a gas planet.
Yeah.
So where did they find it?
Yeah.
I mean, it would
have been likely they went down to the surface.
Because there's no surface of a gas planet.
Yeah.
My thought is, and you can retcon that, when Luke got his hand cut off, the hand let go of the lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
It just relaxed. So the lightsaber might have caught somewhere on his fall, and all we see actually is Luke's hand falling.
That could be.
That's where I think they're going to go with it. Someone found it on Bespin, and it got sold, traded, just...
Passed along
yeah. for ages until someone in the Empire found it before the Battle of Jakku, which is where this all, you know, takes place. Or not takes place, but starts. So the question becomes, who in the Empire had it, and what was the reason for having it?
Yeah.
Before, presumably, Rey finds it.
Yeah.
Because
you would probably assume that if someone was truly loyal to the Empire and they found it, they may have an idea what it was. So you would think that maybe they would take it to their superior and say, "Hey, I found this."
Yeah. Yeah.
This is where I found it.
Yeah. It's hard to say. I would be willing to bet we get the history of that lightsaber.
I would hope so.
At least some of it.
Yeah.
Enough to get us from point A to point B. Because Leia knows it was lost at Bespin. So, and that'll be interesting to see as her reaction seeing that lightsaber again.
Yeah.
And knowing not only was it Luke's, but it was her father's before that. So, I mean, it's going to have twice the impact on her.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, here's a theory that Daisy Ridley, Rey, is the daughter of Han and Leia. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Again, going back to Daniel Craig playing a stormtrooper, Judi Dench will be playing Mon Mothma. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Why is the Force reawakening? A better question is, why did the Force go to sleep?
Because it lost its balance.
No, but it regained its balance at Return of the Jedi. The prophecy with Anakin was fulfilled in Return of the Jedi.
To bring balance to the Force by... Well...
Because he turned back from the dark side and essentially eliminated the dark side.
But how do we know that the balance of the Force is all good? Who's to say?
No,
that?
You have to have bad to have good.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Maybe the balance is not so much getting rid of, but getting rid of what's weighing it down more towards the dark side, which was the Emperor. The Emperor was the one who was basically blocking the light side of the Force and throwing it out of balance. You get rid of him, and it goes back to what we were saying about there being other not necessarily, let's just say, dark leaning forced users.
Yeah.
But it puts it back in balance, because then he becomes, Luke is the last of the Jedi. So that's one light Jedi. So maybe there was only one potential Sith Lord.
Yeah.
Balance. But that still doesn't answer
why it was Force sleeping.
My only guess is that there were less Force-sensitive people. Not yeah. enough to sustain it and make it palpable throughout the universe.
Yeah.
Because remember, there was the...
Or they're not training users.
Yeah.
And so they finally have to, because there is a dark Force user and they have no choice but to fight him.
Well, it could be the Force itself. Because the way we understand the Force is it's there. It's an energy force.
Yeah.
That feeds off of living beings. Now, maybe it was fine when there was no... Because it was in balance for so long.
Yeah.
So it kind of atrophies.
Yeah.
But with the emergence of Kylo Ren...
Yeah.
And maybe potential other Sith users, the Force is out of balance again.
Yeah.
So in order for it to find balance, the Force itself is
waking up.
Waking up stronger light side.
Yeah.
Or at least people who have the potential
yeah.
to be stronger light side.
Neutral users.
So there is an awakening.
Yeah.
Or maybe it just refers to one particular Force user.
Yeah.
Who is...
Awakened in the Force.
Awakened to the
which
Force.
Which you would think would probably be Finn.
Or Rey.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah.
Because here's a thought. Maybe they think it's Finn.
But it's actually Rey.
But it's actually Rey.
Yeah.
And she's very resistant to it because... Especially maybe after she learns who her father is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much fun to speculate,
but
it's like, all I want to do is watch the movie.
I know, I want to know. There's speculation and then there's knowing.
Here's the question, who has the Force? Well, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone
it's in
has
everyone.
The Force.
There's different...
It's just how sensitive
yeah.
to it are you.
Yeah.
Even Han Solo has the Force.
Yeah.
And someone commented, I saw a comment on this about how interesting it was that... Han Solo, who, when we first meet him, doesn't believe in the Force, doesn't believe in luck, or believes in luck, but he
is super lucky.
Yeah, he yeah. just thinks it's all sleight of hand and
yeah.
nonsense. Well, he grew up after the Jedis were decimated.
Yeah.
So, for him, that would make sense.
Yeah.
You know? But after being around Luke... seen all that stuff, and then Leia potentially for, you know, 20, 30 plus years.
Yeah.
So for him to go, yeah, the Jedi and the dark side, all that, it's all true. He's basically converted to a believer in the
yeah.
Force.
Yeah.
How could he not after what he's seen?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. The question is, who is related to whom? Yeah, we discussed that. What has happened since the fall of the Empire? I think the best theory that we've come up
struggle.
Is the power
yeah,
struggle.
I do too.
I think that with people like Mon Mothma, who we saw in Revenge of the Sith, was an original member of what would become the Rebellion,
yeah.
leading the Rebellion, essentially, and her ties to government, plus the fact that Leia was originally part of the Galactic Senate.
Yeah.
You've got politicians who want to make a better universe.
Yeah.
So for them... defeating the Empire means taking over the government.
Yeah.
But the problem is they think that once we defeat the Emperor...
Yeah.
And
the
maybe
problem
they
will
got
be solved.
Hold. Maybe they got hold of the government for a little while.
But you're also going to have those planets that weren't necessarily directly affected by the Empire.
Yep.
They didn't destroy them. They didn't do this.
Well,
they
one
didn't
of the biggest,
see whatever.
One of the biggest tropes is that you've got the Senate ruling the universe, but then there's the Outer Rim
yeah.
that, you know, may not have representation in the Senate.
So they don't care too much.
They kind of rule. They don't even use Republic credits.
Yeah.
So there's a whole mess of planets that don't give two flying fucks about what's going on in the Senate because we're way out here and no one cares about us.
Yeah.
We survive on our own. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know? Because the Empire wouldn't even fight for those worlds.
In the expanded universe, that's where the Empire ended up, was in those outer rim areas.
Exactly. That's what could have happened here. Yeah. They kind of spread out there and let the rebellion take in, and then they just moved.
They regrouped, inwards. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And maybe the rebellion or the new Senate could not handle that. Because let's face it, the rebellion was really low on resources. How they won is a miracle, essentially. I think it's a power struggle. I think that maybe the rebellion had control of the government for a little while, but the Empire regrouped and didn't allow for them to really settle in before another war erupted. And this new order is a much bigger, much more organized, much better military, and it's not run by the Emperor who sought power. Maybe this new Empire, this new order, is being run by someone who's not Force-sensitive, but is really good, like Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah.
A great strategist, you know, just a fantastic military mind.
Yeah.
But then that begs the question, what are his ultimate goals?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's driving him?
Yeah.
Because whoever it is may not have been alive for the original war, or may have just been a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't know. So, we'll see. Did Han and Leia make it? I'm guessing did their relationship get married, all that stuff. We've talked about that on the show before. We don't know.
Yeah.
Now if we went with the expanded universe, they got married, they had kids.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. But I kind of think that maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
Like maybe their paths just diverted.
Yeah.
They never stopped loving each other, but maybe they just
She was so focused on the rebuilding
the government.
Yeah.
And he just didn't feel like he had a place there.
Because that's how part of it was in the expanded universe, was they were together, they loved each other, but she was so involved with rebuilding, and he just didn't really feel like that was him.
Yeah, and I remember reading books and seeing stuff where they kept trying to make Han part of the government, but he just
didn't want it.
Yeah. But he was very much part of that, of her world, though.
Yeah.
You know? Even before they were married.
Yeah.
Stuff. I kind of just think that, for me, it makes sense that their paths just diverged.
Yeah.
But they never stopped loving each other. And maybe they saw each other occasionally.
Yeah.
You know? But they never got married because their worlds were just too far apart.
Yeah.
But neither of them tried to build lives with other people.
Yeah.
They were always connected. It's just the life they chose.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened. And that's why I think that neither Kylo or Rey
are theirs.
Children of Han.
Yeah.
I think it more likely that it's either... I think the most likeliest thing is that Rey is Luke's daughter.
Yeah.
And I think after today, I'm believing that Kylo Ren is actually Anakin. A clone of Anakin. And they could get another character to play it, and they could explain it. Well, the cloning process wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
So, I'm cool with that. Let's see. Will Han Solo die? I think, whatever. Can it beat the original trilogy? I'm not going to say until I see it.
Yeah.
And I don't know that even if it's like the best movie ever, I don't think it will beat the original trilogy.
Because the original trilogy is iconic.
Yeah.
And you can't beat that.
But I think it
status. Can
stand up next to the original.
Yeah.
So that's my thought. Will it beat the prequel trilogy? I'm going to say yes.
There's a good chance of that.
And finally, why is Finn so important? Finn is clearly a main character.
Yeah.
He's, from what I've seen from the trailers, I think he's a very confused character. He's been with the New Order for so long. the question is why does he switch sides? And for me, I think it's just a crisis of faith.
Yeah.
Something is going to happen, or we're going to find out something happens to him that leads him to believe that the new order isn't the way.
Yeah.
But all he knows is how to fight, so he needs to find a new war to fight.
And I think he's going to start realizing that he's force sensitive, and it's going to put all his beliefs in the new order in question.
Yeah. See, I really think that my thought is that both Finn and Rey are force sensitive, and instead of focusing on one Jedi, we're going to be focusing on
two. Yeah, I agree with
and
that.
And I like that. But again, we'll see. Movie's not out yet.
Yeah.
So, okay, we've got about, let's say 10 minutes left. Let's get to this, what we've been sitting on, because this is an amazing theory that someone has put together from watching the prequel trilogy. Bryce, what is this theory?
So basically, the theory is that Jar Jar Binks was not the useless, bumbling idiot that he was portrayed as in the first three episodes, 1-3.
Yeah.
The theory is that he is potentially a Sith working with Palpatine.
Now, I'm going to say,
it's hard to swallow at first.
It is really hard to swallow just based on that, but we're going to get into the reasons why. But I will say that if you think of it in these terms and you rewatch the prequel trilogy,
it makes you kind of rethink it.
It really does. There's some really big holes in it that I can point out. But this guy goes through... Well, let's start with the first thing he's got.
So the first thing is that he is a skilled warrior. It doesn't necessarily mean that he has a physical connection with the Force, but he can do pretty...
Amazing things.
Well,
the first thing he brings up is that dive.
Yeah, the 20-foot standing twisting somersault into the water.
Now, I would argue, my argument to that would be that it's just something that his species can do.
I agree. That is totally possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, that withstanding, and also maybe, too, he's trying to be a show-off.
Yeah.
He's trying to, because when we first meet him, he basically trips up Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
And I think he even argues that it was set up.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So the next part is how even in battle, he's just this bumbling idiot, but he's always successful.
Yeah.
Like when he gets that droid caught on his leg and he... flies around and he kills a bunch of stuff.
Now the
around
guy
him.
Even the guy even equates that to Jackie Chan's drunken master.
Well, he equates it to the
Shaolin.
Yeah, or the drunken fist wushu, which is a type of martial art that's based off of drunken movements, which seem random but are used in a particular way. And he shows some comparisons.
And they
Jar Jar and the Shaolin.
Totally makes sense. But again, my argument for this is that killing off a character like that would have been... it would have affected the little kids watching the movie.
Yeah.
Because the little kids didn't know better, and they probably thought Jar Jar was funny. Anyone above the age of 10 would have said bullshit. So, but this does make sense. But my other argument is, why would he keep up the bumbling act in battle?
Why wouldn't he? If he's, because the Sith are dedicated to their belief. So if he's dedicated to the fact that he needs to be with them to manipulate them.
But see, here's the thing. None of the people who would have mattered were around.
But if he breaks character once, what's to say he doesn't accidentally slip up? he has to commit, he has to make himself believe that he is this bumbling idiot so that he can convincingly portray it to others. So he has to be dedicated to it. There's the scene in The Phantom Menace when he botches a leap from the balcony, where he, Qui-Gon, and Obi-Wan are jumping from the balcony. He drops down, you can see him turn, and he grabs it. And in the next frame, you see him jump down on the other side.
Now, and he even makes the point, I think that's a continuity and framing error.
It's totally possible.
That's, but really, out of everything, there's only really two major flaws, and this is the second one.
Yeah.
The first one is that it could be, you know, just his species jumping in the air. That's the way they do. And this,
but he also argues that the droids are still shooting where he should have fallen.
Actually, if you watch it, they're shooting where he was hanging on the balcony.
Yeah.
So that, again, he could have dropped just before the droid fired.
Yeah.
But again, it also does make sense that he's playing an act, and, you know, but I really think that this is the only real major flaw in his error. I think it was just a continuity and framing error on the part of the filmmaker.
Yeah. But he compares it to when Luke is on the barge above the Sarlacc.
Yep.
About the drop down and then
flip back up.
And Obi-Wan did it in the duel with Darth Maul.
Yeah.
So the next one is the mind tricks.
Yeah, this one I never noticed until it was in this frame.
It's pointed out.
He is doing some hand waving at some pretty
generally
key moments.
Yeah, generally when a Force user is using a mind trick or mind,
there's a hand wave.
There's some sort of movement, like Obi-Wan in the cantina. There's moments where Jar Jar is talking to somebody and he just nonchalantly waves his hand or his arms.
The best instance is when him and Boss Naboo are walking and
he's waving away a promotion.
Yeah, Boss Nass is talking and, oh, you're doing great things, and he's no. He's waving it like he's waving off the compliment.
Yeah.
But he could be doing some mind. Now here's the problem though. Whenever a Jedi does a mind trick, they usually say what it is that they want the person to believe.
Yeah.
So there's a small...
Yeah.
Small
error. But who's to say he's not making him say something, but he's influencing his thought pattern?
Exactly. I mean...
Because he could just be like, oh, no, it's no big deal. And he's secretly implanting, well, he's really humble.
Yeah. But see, my thought is that the only reason that the Jedi say what it is that they want people to believe is for our benefit.
Yeah.
Because if they just wave their hand and suddenly it'd be
and,
like,
and
wait,
who's
what's going
to say
on here?
Who's to say if he is a Sith that he doesn't have to say it, he can just think it and force it into him.
Yeah.
Because the Jedi generally influence them versus the Sith that will just
make this one
them.
you can argue this one a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I'm inclined to believe that if I'm going to follow this theory, I would be inclined to believe that it's because it's for our benefit
as
viewers that we hear whatever it is, but they don't need to actually do that.
Yeah.
They could just wave their hand and, you know. So
he does the same thing. He does the same thing when he's waving a promotion in the Senate.
Yeah.
And then when he's talking to the Senate about the powers given to Palpatine.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of hand waving.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in there, so it would take a lot of force to influence.
Yeah, that one I'm a little leery on. I personally think that the Senate was already inclined to give the Emperor emergency powers because it's a crisis.
Yeah,
and
but it doesn't hurt to have somebody
whatever side that they were on as far as the Separatists.
Yeah.
None of the Senate wanted a war.
Yeah.
So I think they were inclined to believe it. And the fact that it was coming from Naboo, who was the strongest opponent of arming the Republic.
That helped.
Yeah. So
But it still wouldn't... It's not too unfeasible that he's instead of a full-on mind control, he's nudging these senators to he's putting that seed of doubt in, well, maybe I should do that because maybe it is the best option, whether they're for it or against it.
Yeah.
He's also made sure that he is in a lot of the integral parts with the Jedi, where in general they probably would just say go. He spends a lot of time with Anakin, and he kind of teaches him to disrespect the Jedi authority when he's a child.
Yeah.
That one's
kind of iffy, you know. I don't know about that one.
It's subtle.
It makes sense in the context of this guy's theory, but I think that's just kind of there.
Yeah.
You could argue that, take all that away, and just Jar Jar just doesn't care. Or, again, because Jar Jar was set up to be almost childlike himself.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't really have a lot of respect for the Jedi. You know? Just because he just doesn't understand them. You know? That specific point doesn't necessarily help or hurt this theory. So that one I kind of like, you can argue that, yes, it is, in fact, as this guy says, or you can argue that, no, it's just bullshit.
Yeah, and the last thing he talks about is Jar Jar and Palpatine grew up on the same planet, which in the Star Wars universe is like living next door to each other.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that they knew each other before, and maybe the backlash that Lucas got from Jar Jar the character was so much that he decided to kind of rethink having him as an integral part of the story, so he kind of had to last minute add in Dooku to kind of fill in where Jar Jar was going to be.
Yeah. See, that stands up to me. Jar Jar got such heavy backlash, and if they had done something, just anything, to put into question Jar Jar in that first movie, I don't think that the backlash would have been as strong.
My guess
but
was...
where are you going to do it?
You're
setting him up.
I think he was planning to not reveal it until maybe the end of the second one or even the third one, that Jar Jar had a more integral part to the whole storyline.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to... he was going to lead up to it, but the backlash was so much, he kind of panicked and decided, I can't do this. I have to do something else.
Here's the biggest, and he didn't point this out in his theory, and I think it's the key. The point where the Emperor and the Jedi are kind of in a small council, and Jar Jar's there representing Naboo, and they're talking about who will step up to be, you know, without Senator Amidala here, who's going to step up and who's going to be brave enough to grant me emergency powers? To me, that is the key, in that it blows this theory out of the way, because Palpatine is clearly manipulating Jar Jar.
Yeah.
He knows Jar Jar works closely with Amidala. He knows that he wants to do right by Amidala.
Or
and
is
his
it an
people.
Act for the Jedi?
I mean, that could be, but it's just... it's presented in such a way that it's clearly Palpatine manipulating Jar Jar. Because it's not even the Emperor who suggested it, it's his aide.
Yeah.
Now, if they were in cahoots, it might have been the Emperor suggesting.
But maybe the aide may not know that they're in cahoots.
No,
so maybe he's just genuinely asking.
The aide throughout the movies was clearly blind to Palpatine, which again shows the greatness, the great manipulation of the Sith.
Yeah,
which again you can argue that is in fact Jar Jar.
Yeah,
just that one key scene where it's very clear, and it could have been because Lucas chickened out.
Yeah,
and let's face it, after the first movie, I don't know that anyone would have bought Jar Jar as being that smooth.
Yeah.
Without some sort of... it really just had to be even just a look. You know? Some sort of look between the Emperor and Jar Jar in that first movie. When they meet on Naboo after the battle is won.
Yeah.
Just... they could have done a subtle little, like, meeting of the eyes kind
yeah.
of thing. And no one would have caught it, you know, yeah. on first watch.
Yeah.
But I really think, I think this guy's right. I think that the backlash against Jar Jar was so bad that any plans that Lucas might have had
were abandoned.
Were
yeah.
abandoned.
Which is why he, because he talks about, this is why Dooku seems like such a flat, shoehorned-in character with no backstory, because he was hastily written to fill in yeah. where Jar Jar was going to start revealing himself, because I think he was going to end up fighting Obi-Wan and Anakin in Attack of the Clones. That's where I think Jar Jar's big reveal was going to start showing up.
Yeah. It's so hard to say. I mean, would you, without this theory, would you have gone along with Jar Jar suddenly becoming the bad guy? It would have been hard to swallow.
It would have been hard to swallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it would have been a great twist, though.
Yeah, it would have been a great twist.
And it might have saved the prequels.
Yeah.
And again, I'm one of the very few who actually likes the prequels.
Yeah.
For all their problems. I don't know if I could go along with it. Because you would have had to have Jar Jar suddenly drop the act.
Yeah.
And it would have been... It just would have been such a hard left.
Yeah.
But I think I could have gotten on board with it. But and here's the other thing is that Jar Jar was such a stupid looking character that
yeah.
you just can't like look at him and see sinister.
Yeah. But again, if it's an act.
Again, yeah.
I mean, you look at some of the alien races that were on the Jedi Council and you're like, the fuck is that? That should be
a
Sith.
Yeah. But it's very clear to me that Lucas was in fact going for.
I think he had some ulterior motives in the stories.
Yeah.
In the prequel trilogy, but I think a lot of it didn't get hashed out quite the way he wanted.
And I've argued this a bunch of times. I think that Lucas actually allowed effects to run the prequels and not
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
And if he had actually worked more on story than yeah. the effects, we would have had better movies.
Yeah.
And that was the problem, because the original trilogy was story-driven, not effects-driven.
Yeah.
And the prequel was the opposite. And it shows, because the prequels as a whole, the story is very lacking.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of characters do feel shoehorned in and,
yeah.
and things like that. But I think that just... I don't think that's because one character was something, or... I think it was just because Luke was more intent on having a visual spectacle than a story that
yeah.
pulled you in and held you, like the originals did.
Yeah.
But I will say that now, because of this, I will look at Jar Jar differently.
Yeah.
And in my mind, whenever I watch the prequels, I'm going to just assume...
That he's a Sith.
That he's a Sith,
yeah.
and that he got away scot-clean.
Yeah. He was the one successful Sith.
Exactly.
And this is what I was going to come back to. What if he's Kylo Ren? I doubt it.
Don't ruin this for me. Don't ruin
this. But how much of a
plot twist!
Yeah, plot twist would that be?
I know that he's not.
I know he's not either.
I will tell you off the air why I know... He's not, because I don't want to ruin it for people. But, well, first of all, he's not lanky enough.
Yeah.
And he's got 5 fingers.
Yeah.
Jar Jar only has 4. So
I'm just saying. It would be kind of funny.
It would be a mind fuck,
yeah.
though. And if it turned out to be, the audience would turn on JJ. He would be JJ Binks. Okay? I'm just saying. I have seen a few pictures behind the scenes, and they're saying that there's a chance that Gungans could be in the new trilogy.
Yeah, I saw that. There's the picture in the article of,
yeah.
of the two Gungan, the Gungan head.
Yeah.
And then like a drawing, and then the drawing of the pit droids.
My
so
guess is that
Disney's not just gonna dump the first 3 movies.
No. The movies are
the canon.
Gospel.
Yeah. They are canon.
The only thing they dumped is the expanded universe.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much of the expanded universe they dumped. They said at
I
first
think
they dumped
everything.
All, but I don't think that that's going to be the case.
I think they'll choose what they're going to bring in from the expanded universe.
I think it's
universe.
Really going to be JJ who decides what
well,
from the expanded
he's
universe.
He's going to have to get authorization to do it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure before they cut out the expanded universe, because the script was already done.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, because it was done, and then JJ gave it a polish.
Yeah.
So I'm sure when he turned in, because that whole announcement came after they had started pre-production.
Yeah.
Which tells me that, because at first they said we're dumping it all, and then they kind of recanted and said, well, not all of it. But they never said what exactly.
Yeah.
So this movie is going to be the thing that says, okay, this minor point from this book and this minor point from this comic, and this little thing here, all of that is going to be like, these are all the expanded
universe. They have the whole expanded universe to pull from. So they can say, well, we like this part of this saga.
And this makes
but
sense.
But we don't
for the
like
story.
This part of it. Yeah. So we'll bring this in and we'll twist it around and do whatever.
Exactly. That's my hope, too, is that we get little tidbits here.
Yeah.
Like, again, like we talked about Han and Leia, maybe not being married, but still being together.
Yeah.
That was from the expanded universe. Yeah. They just couldn't make it work together because of where their goals and stuff lie. So I'm hoping for stuff like
that.
Okay, so that's it for Rumor Control. These are the conspiracies.
We will find out.
This episode.
We will find out in 2 months.
I really wish Jim had been here because I think he would have been.
God, we're getting closer, aren't we? It's about a month.
Yeah. Let's see. 2 weeks from today, Battlefront comes out, and that is just a day over a month from the movie. And we're gonna have the three of us are gonna have to get together and figure out what a good day for all of us to go see that movie together.
Yeah.
All of our schedules, and that's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
At the very worst, you and I are going together.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because my schedule is more workaround than Jim's.
Yeah.
So, even if we have to go at midnight after you get off work sometime, and go. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, we're seeing it.
And I think we said on the show, but we're gonna reiterate. From the week it comes out until we see the movie, there will not be a show because we're going to come on. And just warning now.
Yeah, it will be
gonna
full of spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that show is going to be called Spoilers Ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So if you haven't seen it by the time we come back on the air or back on the internet, that's on you.
Yeah.
Maybe you save that one until after you watch it. I'm hoping to see it twice before we come back.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Because I want to see it and then see it again and start picking out stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to see that like 5 or 6 times in the theater.
Yeah, at least.
It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and my wife is back there shaking her head. She's excited to see it the first time.
Yeah.
She probably won't see it again with me after that. But you and I, we're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's Tuesday. Want to go see Star Wars? We just saw it yesterday. Who cares?
Who cares?
Okay, that's it
Does
for us.
Does the day end in Y? Yes, I want to see it.
It's Christmas. No one's at the theater. Let's go.
But they're closed. I don't care.
I don't care.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.